Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Word. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dean Chance. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dean Chance. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Freehan moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allison moves to second. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is walked intentionally. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tovar scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Allison reaches second base with a double. Carew goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. Chance bunts towards the mound. McLean fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with McAuliffe covering, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-1 in the game. Euler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0-for-1 in the game. McLean hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Euler moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field. Allison picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Allison. Kaline goes all the way around to score. Horton moves to second. It's 5-2, Twins. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horton scores. There goes Cash trying to get to third. Tovar throws the ball into Rollins, who tags Cash for the out. One out. It's 5-3, Twins. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Freehan moves to second. Gates Brown pinch hits for Ray Euler. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Freehan moves to third. Stanley moves to second. Jim Price pinch hits for Denny McLean. Jim Ollum now pitching. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freehan scores. Stanley scores. Brown moves to third. It's Tigers, 5, Twins, 5. Dick Trusiewski pinch runs for Jim Price. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Trusiewski moves to second. Mudcat Grant now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. Trusiewski scores. McAuliffe moves to third. It's 7-5, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. Wirt moves to third. It's 8-5, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wirt scores. Kaline moves to third. It's 9-5, Tigers. Jim Rowland now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kaline scores. Horton moves to second. It's 10-5, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Nixon for a passed ball. Horton moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Horton tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 11-5, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins juggles the ball. That's an error on Rollins. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing shortstop. Johnny Padres now pitching. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Frank Quilici pinch hits for Russ Nixon. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Verhals moves to second. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty pinch hits for Jim Rowland. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verhals scores. Quilici moves to second. It's 11-6, Tigers. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Quilici scores. Batty moves to second. It's 11-7, Tigers. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Oliva is hit by the pitch. Batty moves to third. Tovar moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a fly ball towards center. Stanley settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Stanley. Batty scores. Tovar scores. Oliva goes all the way around to score. Allison moves to second. Three runs are unearned. It's 11-10, Tigers. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Allison moves to third. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Twins 10. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Klein now pitching. Earl Batty now catching. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham strikes out. One out. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-10, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wirt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva who is chasing the ball. Wirt reaches third base with a triple. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Wirt scores. It's 13-10, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Horton moves to second. It's 14-10, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Cash is walked intentionally. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Twins 10. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Ulander pinch hits for Ron Klein. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Batty strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Ulander moves to third. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive towards first. Cash reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Twins 10. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Perry now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0-for-1 in the game. Wickersham strikes out. Two outs. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Trusiewski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva, who is chasing the ball. McAuliffe reaches third base with a triple. Trusiewski goes all the way around to score. It's 15-10, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 15, and the Twins 10. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got three RBIs. Oliva hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton, who is chasing the ball. Oliva reaches third base with a triple. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-4 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 15, and the Twins 10. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veral scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 15, and the Twins 10. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Virals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trzaskowski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Reese pinch hits for Jim Perry. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Wickersham covering, for the out. Two outs. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Earl Batty. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Valdespino moves to second. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a line drive towards third. Word reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 15, and Minnesota Twins, 10. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.